You definitely hold a unique power over me, she admitted. I'm both frightened and totally captivated by you.
As you should be.
Reitzar clicked his tongue and Voyne sped up, the horse falling into a gliding lope. He appreciated the feel of the ocean breeze along with the whipping action of Bree's hair against his cheek. Yes, this was a welcomed and needed escape. Reitzar headed down the beach until he came up to the fire that had been prepared for them. Bree squealed in delight as they approached and she saw the blanket laid out beside the fire ring.
Our own private fire on the beach, just like old times.
A stolen moment for you, me, and the babe.
He slid off the horse and offered his hand, helping her to gently dismount. Bree fell into his arms and gazed into his eyes. Time seemed to stop. He felt the same connection he'd had with Bree at the cabin in Russia. She was easy to love, and she was a part of Thane. It was easy to find solace in her arms. Only she could truly relate to the profound shock he'd felt upon learning of Thane's accident, the uncertainty of knowing whether his comrade would recover, and if he would be the same man, only made it that much worse. There was always the chance his brother would not survive, which he would not acknowledge aloud. But it was the reason he wanted to bring her here tonight, and perform the same ritual he had with Thane years ago. He was doing it as much for himself as he was for her. Reitzar led her to the fire and gestured to the blanket as he commanded her to kneel. Reitzar sat beside her, cross-legged. Taking her small hands in his, he told her,
Radost moya, you know the deep friendship I share with your husband.
Of course.
You also know the love and respect I hold for you.
She nodded, smiling at him, her eyes luminous in the firelight.
It extends to the wee babe you carry.
Bree grinned, caressing her stomach.
I know how dearly you love Moya Soltz.
Because of those three things, I wish to perform the ritual of blood with you.
She suddenly looked frightened and pulled away.
What are you talking about?
Thane and I became blood brothers in college.
He showed Bree the old scar on his left wrist.
It speaks to our level of commitment to one another.
I have always admired your brotherhood.
Tonight I wish to make a similar vow to you.
Her eyes widened, the flames of the fire dancing wildly in their reflection.
I promise you my fidelity, protection, and comradeship. It is the exact promise I made to Thane.
Her eyes filled with tears. I am truly honored.